哈利路亚，大家平安。
哈利路亚 ，Peace be with all。
今天晚上的主题是沉默的羔羊。
Today's topic is the silent lamb。
主耶稣基督来到世上，就是神的羔羊。
Lord Jesus Christ came in flesh to this earth is to become the Lamb of God。
约翰福音第一章。
Let's turn to Book of John chapter 1,
36节
verse 36。
约翰福音一章的三十六节。
John chapter 1, verse 36。
我们一起读。
Let's read together.
奉主耶稣名读经，一二三。他见耶稣行走，就说：“看哪，这是神的羔羊。”在这里，施洗约翰介绍主耶稣基督。
And here the apostle John introduces Lord Jesus.
他说：“看哪，这是什么
？”He said, "Look, what is this?"
这是神的羔羊。
Behold the Lamb of God.
再看二十九节。
Let's also look at verse 29.
施洗约翰自己有这样讲。
And John the Baptist also said this.
我们去看，一二三。次日，约翰看见耶稣来到他那里，就说：“看哪，神的羔羊，除去世人罪孽的。”这只神的羔羊是要来除去世人的罪孽。
This Lamb of God is came to earth to take away the sin of the world.
旧约时代，羔羊用来献祭。
In the Old Testament, the lamb was used for sacrifice.
要献祭，一定要被杀。
And to be sacrificed must be killed.
一定要流出他的血。
It must be bleed its blood.
来赎代赎那些献祭的人的罪。
So to propitiate the sins of those who offered the sacrifice.
这是旧约里面的摩西的律法。
And this was the law of Moses in the Old Testament.
但是圣经告诉我们动物的血断不能除掉人的罪。
But the Bible tells us the blood of animals cannot wash away the sins of humans.
其实是预表要来的救主耶稣基督。
And this is foreshadowing the coming of Lord Jesus Christ.
但是这一只羊被献上，并不是一种很简单的死这样而已。
But this lamb to be sacrificed is not just just a death.
这是一个漫长还有痛苦的过程。
This is a long and torturous process.
我们看出埃及第十二章。
Let's turn to the book of Exodus, chapter 12.
第六节。
Book of Exodus, chapter 12, verse 6.
十二章第六节。
Chapter 12, verse 6.
一二三，要留到本月十四日，在黄昏的时候，以色列全会众把羊羔宰了。第七节，各家要取点血，涂在吃羊羔的房屋左右的门框上和门楣上。第八节，当夜要吃羊羔的肉，用火烤了，与无酵饼和苦菜同吃。这里要记载逾越节的羔羊。
Here it was mentioning the lamb of the Passover.
不单只要宰它。
Not only you have to kill it,
之后还要用火烤
and, but you have to roast it with fire.
不可用水煮
cannot be boiled with water.
这是预表救主耶稣基督他将要受的苦是非常非常的大
And this is to foreshadowing the torture that Lord Jesus Christ is going to suffer is very great.
因为火烤要慢慢烤才会烤熟
Because to roast with fire, you need to take time to roast to fully cook.
不会一下子就熟的。
It's not going to cook right away.
那十字架的苦刑也是非常长的。
And the pain of the torture on the cross was also very terrible.
通常我们是圣餐礼的时候才会讲这个题目。
Usually we talk about this theme during our ESSC.
但是圣餐礼的时候也没有太多时间讲得很详细。
During our Holy Communion, but we also didn't have time to talk in depth.
但是如果我们有时间自己读马太福音二十七章
，But if we have time and we read Matthew chapter 27 for ourselves,
你就可以知道这个过程真的是很长，好像火烤一样。
And we can understand that this process is indeed very long and painful, just like being roasted with fire.
这个是从主耶稣受审判开始。
And this starts from Lord Jesus suffer the judgment.
我们看马太福音二十七章十一节。
Let's turn to Matthew chapter 27 verse
11 27章11节
Matthew chapter 27 verse 11
1 2 3耶稣站在巡抚面前巡抚问他说你是犹太人的王吗耶稣说你说的是十二节他被祭司长和长老控告的时候什么都不回答十三节比拉多就对他说他们做见证告你这么多的事你没有听见说吗十四节 耶稣仍不回答，连一句话也不说，以致巡抚甚觉稀奇。今天晚上的题目就出于这一节。
And tonight's topic came from these verses.
耶稣整个晚上没睡觉。
Lord Jesus did not sleep the whole night.
被审判。
He was being judged.
是一个秘密的审判。
It was a secret judgment.
送到比拉多的面前。
He was sent in front of Pilate.
又送到希律。
And he was sent to Herod.
又护送回来。
And he was sent back to Pilate.
很多就祭司长。长老控告耶稣。
And then all the chief priests and elders accused Jesus.
那就控告都是虚假的。
And all these accusations were false.
但是主耶稣一句都不回答。
But Jesus decided not to defend himself.
主耶稣用沉默来面对那些虚假的指控。
Lord Jesus chose to use silence to confront these accusations.
用静默来面对自己的委屈。
Using his silence to face his own unfair treatment.
为什么会这样？
Why is it that?
那么主耶稣要做一只沉默的羔羊。
Lord Jesus wanted to be the silent lamb.
我们看以赛亚书五十三章。
Let's turn to Book of Isaiah chapter 53.
以赛亚书五十三章。
Isaiah chapter 53.
第七节。
Isaiah chapter 53 verse 7.
我们一起读。
Yeah, let's read together.
他被欺压。在受苦的时候却不开口，他像羊羔被宰到宰杀之地，又像羊在剪毛的人手下无声，他也是这样不开口。主耶稣要做一只沉默的羔羊。
Lord Jesus wanted to be the silent lamb.
沉默有几个意思。
To be silent has several meanings.
第一，就是他把主权交给神。
First of all, he turned over the sovereignty to the God.
他不要为自己争辩。
He is not going to defend himself.
神知道就好了。
Just that as long as God knows, then that's all.
这个世界没有公义，但是神有公义。
There is no justice in this world, but God is justice.
有时候我们很喜欢为自己争辩。
A lot of times we like to defend ourselves.
有了受的委屈，要为自己讲话辩护。
Sometimes when we feel we've been treated unfairly, we want to defend ourselves.
这是我们人之常情。
And this is normal.
但是主耶稣选择他要安静。
But Lord Jesus chose to be silent.
没有为自己辩护。
He did not defend himself.
更没有骂回去，没有这种谩骂。
And he did not fight back.
也没有咒诅。
And he did not curse.
有时候别人攻击你，你会骂回去，你会在背后讲他，或者是抱怨。
Sometimes when people accuse you or insult you, you will fight back. You will say something bad in front of him.
但是主耶稣给我们最美的一个榜样。
But Lord Jesus here gave us the most beautiful example.
不用讲话。
You don't have to talk.
交给神。
Just entrust in God.
让神来彰显他的公义。
Let God to manifest his justice.
今天你受很多委屈吗？
Today, have you received a lot of unfair treatment?
你被人出卖，你被人家攻击很难受吗？
Have you been betrayed? Have you been attacked by other people?
要禁闭你的嘴。
You need to stay quiet.
要学习主耶稣。
We must learn from Lord Jesus Christ.
不用回答的就不用回答。
If we don't have to reply, then we don't.
多讲没有意思。
Because the more we say, it doesn't do us any benefit.
交给神。
We just entrust in God.
这是主耶稣给我们的榜样。
This is the example that Jesus has set for us.
我们来唱一首诗。
Let's sing a hymn.
第七十六首。
Hymn 76.
十字架的苦是越来越重。
The pain of the cross becomes heavier over time.
审判完之后，
after the judgment,
那些要伤害他的人就开始动手了。
And those who intended to harm Jesus start to take action.
我们看二十六节。
Let's look at verse 26.
二十六节，二十七章，马太二十七章二十六节。
Matthew 27 verse 26.
三，于是比拉多释放了巴拉巴给他们。把耶稣鞭打了，交给人钉十字架。本来在那一天要放一个人给百姓。
Usually during that day of feast, they will release one criminal to the people.
当时候有两个选择。
And then they had two choices.
第一个就是巴拉巴。
The first one was Barabbas.
巴拉巴是谁呢？
Who is Barabbas?
他是一个作乱的时候被抓的人。
He was someone who was trying to instigate an incident, and then he was arrested.
我们看路加二十三章。
Let's look at Book of Luke, chapter 23.
第十九节。
Book of Luke, chapter 23, verse 19.
一二三，这巴拉巴是因在城里作乱，杀人下在监里。巴拉巴不是一般的强盗，或者是一个什么的，很可能是一个政治犯。
Barabbas was not just like a regular thief or robber. He could have been a political prisoner.
这里说啊 ，revolt 啊，就是一个反抗，反抗军啊，他可能是反抗军里面的一个人。
And here it says revolt, so he could have been a member of the rebel.
哎呀，反对罗马人的统治。
And he was revolting against the Roman rule.
那很可能是杀了罗马兵丁。
He might have killed Roman soldiers.
做一个政治的一种暗杀的活动。
And he was conducting a political murder.
那所以十字架一般呢是留给这种强盗之外呢，会留给这种政治犯。
And usually, such a punishment like a crucifixion is usually reserved for robbers and political prisoners.
那还有杀过人的政治犯。
Especially those political prisoners who have killed people.
他们要公开的处决。
And they are going to execute him in public.
为什么呢？
Why is that?
因为杀一儆百啊。
This is to serve as an example.
杀鸡儆猴啊。
Is to make an example of him.
让你们这些人不要作乱。
So that other people won't dare to revolt.
这个巴拉巴其实也认了。
And this Barabbas, he accepted his fate.
他参加反抗军那一天，可能他就知道他有一天会死掉。
The day that he became a rebel, he knew that possibly he could die.
那他失败，杀人失败，或者是失手了，被抓了。
And he failed in his revolt, and he was arrested.
那他也知道自己死定了了。
And he knew that most likely he's going to die.
他没有任何的这种期待自己会活吧。
He had no expectation that he was going to live.
他也知道可能明天我就要死得很惨了。
And he knew that maybe tomorrow I'm going to die a very gruesome death.
他知道什么叫十字架。
He knew what was a crucifixion.
他肯定有看过他的同党被钉十字架。
He must have seen his fellow rebels also die on the cross.
可能整个晚上睡不着啊。
He might have not slept the entire night.
结果有兵丁来敲他的监牢的门。
And then suddenly a soldier knocked on his prison door.
他以为他的时间到了。
He thought it was time for him.
来吧，死就死了。
He said, "Okay, fine. It's the moment to die."
这个兵丁把门打开。
And then this soldier opened the gate, the door.
走，回家。
Get out. You can go home now.
他一定很压抑。
He must have been very surprised.
啊，我没有听错。
Did I hear that wrong?
我可以走。
Can I go?
对啊，走啊，你走运了。
Yeah, you got lucky. You can go.
为什么？
Why is that?
因为啊，犹太人呢决定要放你。
Because the Jews
要求放你啊。
Has decided to ask for your release.
比拉多要放你走。
Pilate had decided to let you go.
那为什么我可以走？
And why is it that I can go?
哎，你都不知道，有人代替了你了。
You don't know, but someone had taken your place.
谁代替了我？
Who took my place?
有一个人叫耶稣。
There was a man called Jesus.
本来要放他的，但是现在放了你。
Originally was gonna let him go, but now they decided to let you go instead.
你走运了，你可以走了。
You got very lucky. You can go.
当然，圣经没有讲这些对话。
Of course, these conversations were not recorded in the Bible.
你可以想象。
But we can imagine.
离开现实应该不会太远。
This might not be too far from the truth.
比拉多一定觉得自己啊，我竟然可以得自由。
And Barabbas might have thought that, oh, I could receive liberty.
我可以得生命。
I can receive life again.
为什么？
Why is that?
因为耶稣代替了巴拉巴。
Because Jesus took Barabbas' place.
这是个很感动的。
And this is a very touching story.
不单只是代替了巴拉巴。
Not only did Jesus took Barabbas' place.
耶稣也代替了全人类。
Jesus also took the place of all humankind.
我们都可以走。
So all of us can go.
我们都不用上十字架。
All of us don't need to go to the cross.
就是因为耶稣的爱。
But all this is possible because the Lord Jesus' love.
所以巴拉巴他得到再一次重新做人的机会。
So Barabbas received another chance of starting life over again.
不会再有人追究他过去所做的。
And nobody is going to hold his past accountable anymore.
有人已经代替了他了。
Because someone has already taken his place.
这就是神的羔羊代替。
And this person is God's Lamb who took His place.
如果你是巴拉巴，你怎么可能不感谢耶稣呢？
If you're Barabbas, how can you not be thankful toward Jesus?
如果你是巴拉巴，你怎么可能再浪费这一次机会呢？
If you're Barabbas, how can you possibly forsake this second chance to life?
你有没有浪费这一次机会？
Have you wasted your second chance?
主耶稣已经为你钉十字架了。
Lord Jesus has died for us on the cross.
我们唱七十七首。
Let us sing hymn 77.
再看回来27:26。
Let's turn back to Matthew chapter 27:26。
这里说啊，他们把耶稣给鞭打了。
And here it says they had Jesus scourged。
这句话短短的两个字。
And this is a very short sentence。
但其实非常的沉重。
But this is a very heavy sentence。
因为罗马人在钉犯人之前呢，一定要先给他鞭打了。
Because the Romans, before they crucify a criminal, they will flog him first.
这种鞭打不是一般的皮鞭。
And this flogging is not using just a regular whip.
这是特别的鞭。
It's a specialized whip.
像它的这个一条鞭呢，有五六条这种分散出去的皮条。
And at the end of the whip, there are also five, six different separate endings.
Strip, 不同的
strips，
那每一个条皮条上面呢，都有一些金属的碎片，或者是一种用骨头做的尖的那种碎片。
And at end of these, each of these strips, they had sharp, either pieces of bone or metals.
大力的抽打犯人的背。
And they whip with the violent force on the criminal's back.
然后把他拉，用力的拉回来。
And then pull back.
那当然，犯人被绑在木头上面。
And while the criminal was bound on a piece of wood,
动弹不得。
And he could not move.
那被这样子一抽打一次，拉回来，那大概五六条，这个很深的伤痕。
And every single whip will cause 5 to 6 very deep cuts.
马上流血，那个皮就被打开了。
And there will be immediate bleeding from so many cuts.
那被打一次，这五六条伤痕。
And so every time he got whipped, there was 5 to 6 cuts.
那如果打四十下
，And we can imagine if he was whipped 40 times.
四十乘以五
，And 40 times 5.
都两百多个伤痕，两百多条伤痕呢。
And this is like 200 cuts.
那如果还不止四十下的话
，If more than 40.
那整个背全部都烂掉了。
And essentially, the back will be beyond recognition.
我们看诗篇129篇。
Let's look at Psalms chapter 129.
诗篇129篇。
Psalm 129.
第三节。
Psalm 129 verse 3.
我们一起读。如同扶犁的在我背上扶犁而耕。耕的犁沟甚长，就像农夫要耕田，一定要把土翻出来。
It's like the farmers who want to plant something, they must plow the field.
一条直直的把它挖得很深。
And you see all these lines that have been plowed.
这是个预言。
This is a prophecy.
这个没有人的被人家这样子鞭打过。
And there's no one who has been whipped like this before.
这是预言主耶稣的背。
And this is to prophesize how Jesus will be treated.
多深的痛苦。
And he had to suffer so much.
但是主耶稣没有讲一句话。
But Lord Jesus didn't say anything.
为什么？
Why?
因为他心甘情愿的愿意替我们受这个苦。
Because he willingly took upon all these sufferings for us.
他咬着牙根都要忍下去。
He bit his teeth and he suffered through it.
我们唱90。
Let's sing him
97首。
Let's sing him 97.
97首。
Him 97.
我们看回来27:27。
Let's turn back to Matthew chapter 27:27.
我们一起读。
Let's read together.
寻虎的兵。就把耶稣带进南门，叫全营的兵都聚集在他那里。28节，他们给他脱了衣服，穿上一件朱红色袍， 用荆棘编作冠冕，戴在他头上，拿一根苇子放在他右手里，跪在他面前，戏弄他说：“恭喜犹太人的王啊！”三十节。又吐吐沫在他脸上，拿苇子打他的头。三十一，戏弄完了，就给他脱了袍子，人穿上他自己的衣服，带出去要钉十字架。啊，这里有三样工具用来折磨主耶稣。
And here they use three tools to torture Lord Jesus.
第一就是荆棘的冠冕。
First of all is this crown of thorns.
那些荆棘很刺刺的。
And these thorns are very prickly.
他们把它弄成几个圈，弄成一个冠冕这样。
And they made a crown.
因为耶稣的罪名就是犹太人的王。
Because Lord Jesus' crime was the king, being the king of Jews.
这是三十七节所讲的。
And this is what's mentioned in verse 37.
耶稣头上有一个牌子，用三种语言写下他的罪。
Because on top of Lord Jesus' crucifixion, they nailed the sign.
犹太人的王耶稣。
And saying this is Jesus, the king of the Jews.
这是有什么罪呢？
And what kind of crime is this?
就算是犹太人的王，又为什么要被钉十字架？
And even if he is the king of the Jews, why does he need to be crucified?
耶稣确实是犹太人的王。
And truly, Jesus was the king of Jews.
不单只是犹太人，还有全世界。
Not only the Jews, but the entire mankind.
但是你们不相信他，他给他一个荆棘的冠冕。
But you don't believe him, and you give him a crown of thorns.
第二个道具要折磨耶稣的，就是一只苇子要打他的头。
And the second tool that they used to torture him was a reed to hit his head.
再加上口水
，and also the saliva.
再加上一件黄袍加身呢，那是红色的袍。
And also this red cloak.
这是何等的讽刺
！And all this is to mock him.
但主耶稣一句话都没讲。
But Lord Jesus didn't say a single word.
痛也没讲。
He didn't with whimper in pain.
被打也没讲。
He didn't cry out when he was hit.
吐口水也没讲。
When other people spit on him, he didn't say anything.
到最后拿出去钉十字架也没讲话。
At the end, when they let him out to be crucified, he didn't say anything.
真的是沉默的羔羊。
And he was truly the silent lamb.
为什么那么沉默？
And why was he so silent?
因为他的爱。
Because his love.
如果不是他的爱，他一定会反击。
If not for his love, he would have fought back.
一定会从十字架下面下来。
He would come down from the cross.
但是他爱我们，所以愿意为我们沉默。
But because he loved us, and he was willing to stay silent for us.
愿意为我们受委屈。
And he was willing to suffer unfair treatment for us.
愿意为我们戴荆棘的冠冕。
He was willing to wear a crown of thorns for us.
因为有荆棘的冠冕。
And because of this crown of thorns.
后来才成为荣耀的冠冕。
And that became a crown of glory.
因为主耶稣的忍耐。
Because of Lord Jesus' patience.
因为一个人的忍耐拯救了全世界。
His long suffering saved the entire mankind.
让主耶稣钉在十字架上面的，不是那三口钉。
What nailed Jesus on the cross was not those three nails.
那三根钉没有办法绑住耶稣的。
Those three nails could not have tied Jesus down.
耶稣随时可以下来的。
Jesus could have came down anytime.
但是为什么没有下来
？But how come he didn't do that?
因为他的爱。
Because his love.
这个就是十字架的道理。
That is the teaching of the cross.
今天当你想离开主的时候。
Today, when we are thinking about leaving God,
你要想起主耶稣在十字架。
We must remember Lord Jesus Christ on the cross.
很软弱的时候。
When he was very weak,
你要想起十字架。
We must remember the cross.
当你在教会、在家里受到很大的委屈的时候。
When we feel that we have been treated unfairly in church or at home,
你要想起十字架。
We must remember the cross.
想起荆棘的冠冕。
Remember that crown of thorns.
想起那根苇子。
Remember that reed.
想起犹太人那个鞭。
Remember that whip of the Romans.
耶稣都不讲话了。
Lord Jesus did not say anything.
你讲那么多做什么
？Why are we saying so much?
最后我们来唱诗。
Lastly, we let's sing another hymn.
353首。
Hymn 353.